Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 22. Okay, so today's topic is about the Favorite Finds newsletter I've been talking about throughout the other podcast episodes. So this one's all about my Favorite Finds newsletter, Spring Edition. I'm so excited about spring. I talked about this in the last episode that it's like my Super Bowl because all these colors come out, skirts and dresses. And I think it's so fun. So I just wanted to dedicate an episode, like an homage to, if I'm saying that right, to my Favorite Finds newsletter and talk about what's in it. And I will have the link for you to sign up in the show notes. So that'll be pretty much the topic of today, like what's in it and why you should be signing up for it and what I'm so excited about for spring. Okay, first let's talk about spring. What I like about spring is it's just like this transition of a lot of neutrals, wearing black, you know, and just trying to stay warm. And mostly, you know, if I'm going to wear skirts, I've been wearing tights with them. So it's just like this burst of color, I think, as we get into this new season. And I think it's a big switch from kind of the drab that we've been experiencing with color and just the weather. So I'm really excited to talk about it. And I want to talk about what do I look for when I'm transitioning to spring. And hopefully that'll give you some ideas of things to look for out in the stores before they get snatched up. So with this episode, what's different is I'm not going to be referencing a blog post. What I'm going to be referencing is the Favorite Finds newsletter Spring Edition. So I'll be saying, hey, if you sign up for it, you can see more of what I'm talking about. But if you don't sign up, that's okay too. You can still hear about the finds and what I look for. The first thing I look for is, you know, I think I talked about this. I blend the seasons together. I go with fall and winter in terms of my shopping, and I go with spring and summer. And this wasn't my brilliant idea. This is from The Curated Closet. I think I talked about this in a few episodes ago. It was a book that just talks about how to organize your wardrobe and how to shop and kind of maximize your wardrobe space and that sort of thing. Anyway, so, you know, what I'm looking for is things that I know I'll wear in the summer, you know, that I can layer a little bit now, and things that I want to make sure I get before they get snatched up. You know how that is. I'm thinking like in the winter, right when, you know, fall comes out and there's some coats, I was snoozing, not this year, the year before, and there were coats where I'm like, oh, I like that. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to, I'll wait. And then they were gone. So what I did this year was I early on, if I found a coat that I'm like, okay, I'll wear this, you know, for fall and most of winter, I'm going to snatch it up now. And I'm glad I did because the same thing happened when I went to go get like another color, it was straight up gone. So that's the kind of, you know, approach I'm taking to my spring shopping. And I'm thinking that will be helpful for you too. So what I'm going to do for this episode is I'm just going to go through the different items that I have linked in the newsletter and then talk about the styles and why I like them and why I selected them. All right. So the first style is a wrap style dress. I kind of find that, you know, in terms of brands and stores that I will frequent for different seasons, I feel like Old Navy has been one that I'm consistently, you know, going over and grabbing stuff for summer and for spring. And then sometimes winter, but fall a little less. But I did scoop up a lot of things this time for spring from Old Navy. So this wrap style dress, what I like is that it's a true wrap dress. And that that means you can adjust it to your comfort level and coverage. And there's actually a little button you can snap to right there at the, you know, chest area so it doesn't open up. But it's super light and airy. I got one in kind of this like bold orange color. With a little kind of flower print that's really small, almost looks like polka dots from far away. So I'm loving that one. I went with a size XL and that was fine. I went one size up and it was too big and then one size down is too small. But XL pretty consistently for their dresses this season worked for me. And I'm usually like a size, 16 in dresses in general. Okay, And then I also got one in like a seersucker stripe print, same wrap dress style. So that you will see both of them in the newsletter and you'll see me wearing it. And it's also on my Instagram that I'm wearing the orange one. The next item is a wrap style top. Okay, so disclaimer. I think you've heard before that if I like a style and if I find it in different colors or variations of it, I'm going to just go all in with it. So with this one, it's basically the same style as that Old Navy dress, the true wrap style, but it's in a top, style. So again, true wrap, you can adjust it to your comfort level and coverage, and there's a little snap button up top, so it's not just like busting open for a wardrobe malfunction. Don't need that. So that one I got was pink with stripes, and they have a really cute one in yellow with white polka dots that I need to get. It's the same style, just a different color. So I have that linked for you, and then you'll see how the pink one looks on me. Again, I'm wearing a size XL, and it fit really comfortably, and it was one of those things that I'm like, okay, I'll be wearing this in the summer when I don't want to put a lot of effort in, but I don't want to wear a dress, so I can just throw this on. So next up is a dress that is striped. It's just like a point type of fabric, really basic, but what I love is that it's stretchy, and I got it in black and white and blue and white stripes, also from Old Navy, also size XL. So what I start thinking about around this time of year is what do I need to buy also for summer for work? So I do work a little bit in the summer. I work most of June. So I need something that I'm comfortable in, but still looks polished, right? I'm not going to work in flip-flops and shorts and doing that kind of thing. That's not my situation. If it is for you, hey, cheers to you. So anyway, I start looking at what's something that I can wear when it's like mad hot. And I don't want to go with layers, but I still want to look put together and comfortable. So I scooped up this dress. They have it in all kinds of different prints. I think they have it in like daisy print. Not my thing, but if that's yours, you want to try and get this one quick. Super comfortable. And so I got black and white stripes. And then the other one I got was blue with black stripes. The next few items are also pretty work and weekend friendly. Because again, I'm always looking for that versatility. So I got this floral V-neck kind of shift style dress that is from Old Navy, A New Day. Super comfortable, and it's a floral print. And I feel like I can belt it. I could probably layer it with a sweater, or I could just wear it alone if it's really hot. So that one, I went with a 2XL because it runs a little smaller, and it also has no stretch. So I have that one linked in the newsletter as well. And I like that style of dress. I think I'm going to get more of them, just kind of looking to see what comes out in terms of the prints. The other one is this white with striped kind of midi dress from Old Navy. I got in a size XL. I feel like it's a dress that's a classic cut, has buttons down the middle. It looks just, something still pretty modest, but I was like, oh, I could belt it. I could wear it alone. I could wear it with a cardi, a denim jacket. All kinds of big plans for this dress. So if you go to the Favorite Finds newsletter, you'll be able to get it and see the links. Anyway, I just feel like it's a dress that I will wear a lot, and it's modest enough that you could wear it to work, which is a score, right? Last item there is this coat. So Old Navy is pretty good with coats. I'm finding this last winter, like I was saying, I scooped up a pea coat from there, and I've just worn it so many different times for weekend and work. They have this one in kind of this like coral, like neon coral color, that it runs big. I got a size large. I could have gone a medium, but then I'm like, if I want to wear a sweater under and be a little snug. But this one, for sure, I will be wearing this on repeat in different ways for weekend, for work, belting it and not. So go ahead and check that one out, because I definitely feel like it's something that you will wear quite a bit because the weather gets unpredictable still around spring. Okay, so that is what I have in the Favorite Finds Spring Edition newsletter. I'm hoping you will go ahead and be now enticed to go ahead and sign up and get access to that. Or you can wait until the blog posts come out, because I will be blogging most of these items on there just when I get time to do so. And on the newsletter, also on the bottom, it'll show like what I'm up to on Instagram and what the latest is on the blog and on this podcast and that sort of thing. So I hope I got you, kind of interested, piqued your interest to check out the newsletter and got you some ideas of what to scoop up for spring so that you won't be kicking yourself in the summer and you see someone wearing that rep style dress from Old Navy that I told you about. All right. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. Sign up for the Favorite Finds newsletter, Spring Edition. I'm going to link that in the show notes for you, so you don't even have to go to the blog. You can just get in the show notes. So once you sign up, then you will get this newsletter sent right to your inbox. I will be doing it about every, other week sort of thing. So I'm not going to be bombarding your email inbox. Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. But when you do get it, you'll know that I've put some time in. And it's some things that I am excited about that I want to make sure that you get the links to before they're gone. Anyway, if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I'll know what you like, what you don't like, and that sort of thing. Go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that is meaningful for you. Like, basically, what do you want? What do you like? And if you want to find me, I am always on Instagram. If you don't want to find me, that's fine. You know how it works. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.